It isn't every day that a 50-year-old message in a bottle washes up on the shores of western Alaska, but that's exactly what happened to Tyler Ivanoff near Shishmaref on August 5th. KNOM's Emily Hofstetter has more on the story of how technology and the currents of the Bering Strait connected two men in Russia and Alaska.
I was just gathering firewood. Everybody was kind of picking berries, and I just happened to stumble across the bottle, and I noticed it had it was a green bottle and had a kind of a cork top, not really cork, but it was a tight top, and I could see inside of the bottle there was like a note.
Ivanoff found two pieces of paper inside.
My kids were pretty excited. They were wondering if it was a pirate's note or treasure.
But the find didn't reveal a map leading to buried Spanish galleons or the Fountain of Youth. The first piece of paper was blank, protecting a handwritten note on the second one. The
second paper had like Russian writing. I noticed it because I took a Russian class in college and in high school.
The writing was almost perfectly preserved when Ivanoff opened it. So he could make out the letters, but the translation was a bit beyond his ability. Last Monday, he shared his discovery on his personal social media page. In 2019, internet posts travel a bit faster than bottles through the ocean. So in 3 days, it had over 1,000 shares. Russian speakers got a hold of the post on multiple social media platforms and have translated the message in the bottle to be a greeting from the Russian Navy, dating back to the year 1969. It has an address and a request for a response from whomever finds it. Soon it caught the attention of Russia One, the state-owned Russian media network, whose reporters tracked down the letter writer himself, Captain Anatoly Botsinenko. Last week, they visited Botsinenko at his home in Crimea to tell him the news and provided KNOM with a rough translation of their conversation.
It looks like my handwriting, really. Looks like, but I'm not sure. Wait, for sure. East Industry Fishing Fleet. EIFF. Yes, I always wrote like that.
In the news report, a reporter holds up his phone to show the elderly captain the image of Ivanoff's find. The man begins to tear up when he recognizes his words from decades ago. The message that washed up near Shishmaref says it was sent from the Sulak, a ship whose construction Botsinenko told reporters he oversaw in 1966 and sailed on until 1970. Tyler Ivanoff isn't sure if he'll answer the request to send a letter back, but it has given him some inspiration to keep the non-traditional method of communication going.
But that's something that I could probably do with my kids in the future. Send a message in a bottle out there, see where it goes.
With contributed reporting and translation from Pavel Melnik of Russia One, reporting in Nome, I'm Emily Hofstetter.